we're excited. How do you view this game? What will you be looking for when you see Vladdy up there? And how special is it for the organization, for the guys in the organization, to see a guy they've developed?
No doubt, we're just definitely excited about the opportunity here that Vladdy has to continue his development here. We know how much this means to him, how much work that he's put into this, and really what it means to the Dominican Republic, which is a country that is extremely passionate and prideful about the game of baseball, and we're just excited for Vladdy and everything that'll happen here.
Tell us, I'm not going to ask you to tell us how you develop a prospect, because as I said, quite frankly, we don't have that much time, and I don't think it's necessarily a linear process. But how different is it when you have somebody who is so highly touted, you know, who's literally had the spotlight on him from the get-go? Do you have to treat that person, that player, differently than you would, you know, someone who may be a good prospect but just simply hasn't had the build-up?
I think if we're truly, you know, individualizing the needs of each player, then obviously some players will have more advanced developmental paths. And really with Vladdy, his selflessness and his humility allow him to continue to commit to getting better each day and continue to be a good teammate and all those things. So with him, really, it was a fun process because he was eager to learn, he was eager to get better, and we also had a staff there who really cares about players and people and leveraging those experiences. Mm-hmm. I think that the staff with Dennis Holmberg, who has over 40 years of experience managing in the minor leagues, John Schneider, you know, with his experiences connecting with people and our strength and conditioning staff, maximizing his athleticism, all the way to Andy Fermin, Cesar Martin, Danny Solano, natives of the Dominican Republic, you know, who have lived and understand what it's like to be from the Dominican and have that passion for the game. And so really our job was connecting all those dots and helping everyone come together and pour every resource into them and help them get better.
You know, I mentioned a little earlier that one of the points that Ross made is if you look at this organization, there's people from Cleveland who've had, you know, the experience of bringing Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor into the game, Ben Cherington, and you know, Ross's point was, look, everybody that we have brings a set of their own experiences to the table, and as you say, you try to connect the dots. How do you do that without having people step in each other's feet, you know, step in each other's toes?
Sure, I think it's alignment on a common goal, and with players, it's maximizing their potential and helping them get better each day. And as an organization, it's creating that environment so that we can all get better and learn together and you know, win championships together. So, you know, I think alignment from the whole group, including players, mm-hmm. including Vladdy, on how important it is to continue developing and getting better, that's how it becomes easy, because sure, there are a lot of opinions and a lot of experience out there, and at the center of it is the player, and Vladdy was as much a part of that process throughout the last 4 years and will be as well going forward. So really it is just alignment on, you know, what are our goals, what are we trying to do, and how can we help each other do that together.
In conversation with Gil Kim, Toronto Blue Jays director of player development, is it different when you have a guy whose father was a major leaguer, who grew up around major league clubhouses? And you guys have a lot of them. Obviously, you've got Bo Bichette, sure. Kevin Biggio. The list goes there. It's a fairly lengthy list, and they're all significant prospects as well. Is it different, Gil, when you're dealing with somebody like that who's come up in that environment at least?
I'd actually see it as it's advantageous to those players and to, you know, our other players and other staff, because what they bring is a little more experiential knowledge of what it takes to succeed. What have the great players done to commit to their craft and their routines and their preparation? And, you know, really what we've seen is they've been able to bring some of that experience in to be great teammates, to help our other teammates see, another perspective there. So it's been a joy to work with all these guys.
As you've seen Vladdy develop, what physical, I'll rephrase that, what sort of baseball skill or baseball thing sticks out to you the most about him?
Wow, that's a,
I know.
That's a
there's
good
many.
Question,
you,
yeah.
you can give a list if you want, but is it the power? Sure. The we talk to people and they just talk about how he seems to see the plate differently than a lot of people do. We had Carlos Peña on talking about how he's sort of less interested in mechanics than he is in other things. From talking to
sure.
him, what stands out about him?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the things people talk about, whether it's the strength, the bat speed, the hand-eye coordination, the plate discipline, those things are all pretty obvious. But I really think it is, as we talk about as a staff, it's his vision and awareness and instincts for the game. There's a lot of examples that, you know, we've talked about before. One that sticks out to me and. July of 2016, he's playing for the Bluefield team, and it's late in the game, and we're down by a run, and man on second, nobody out, and Vladdy drops a bunt down the third baseline, and you know that's a situation mm-hmm. you're probably looking at your best hitter to swing away, and
right.
you know, I remember it changed the momentum of the game, caught everybody off guard. We come from behind to win that game, and after the game, Dennis is talking about it, and he brought that up. He said, man, in that situation, you're usually looking to have your best hitter, you know, driving mm-hmm. a run there. But the selflessness that he showed there, the awareness, the instincts, knowing that they weren't expecting that, and then thinking, you know, I'll advance a runner and get on base myself. You know, Dennis was talking. He's like, man, he's 17 years old. This is his first professional season. That's pretty cool to see. So, physical qualities aside, I think it's his vision for the game and the way he sees details.
We had a chance to talk to Bobby Meacham last year, and just I guess it was probably about 2 weeks after Vladdy or a week after Vladdy got to AAA. And you know, I was asking the question about sort of how do you try to make sure the guy, you know, doesn't stand out and you're not showing favor to him. He said, no, listen, he said, I tell Vladdy, he's going to be the best guy wherever he is. Everybody's going to be looking at him.
Sure.
The focus is going to be on. He's not going to be able to hide. How important is it that he will come up here knowing in his mind that not only, you know, he's met all the sort of the tests that were put in front of him, but that people expect him to be good? You know, is that an important thing for a player to be comfortable in that environment? They're going to open the gates early to watch him take BP. You know, everything he does is going to be watched. Is that an important thing to get the guy early to understand that you are not just employee number 27?
One of the things that Bobby always talks about with respect to Vladdy is you know, how much he loves the challenge of being great. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's not easy accepting that challenge, but that's something that, you know, we see with how Vladdy responds to challenging drills, with how he responds to pressure situations. He's somebody who welcomes that challenge. He wants to be great, and it is important because that's how Vladdy and I think that's how great players continue to improve. As Charlie Montoyo says a lot, you know, the development doesn't stop at the big league mm-hmm. level. So, you know, with Vladdy, this isn't the beginning, and it's surely not the end. It's just a continuation of a developmental process that began back in July 2015. So, Vladdy striving to be great every day, it's important for him. And you know, when Meach delivered the message to him, mm-hmm. that was one of the things that he touched on is he reminded him of the importance of the focus on routines and continuing to raise that bar and challenge himself and then told him he couldn't do that anymore because he's going to stay with Buffalo and Vladdy will go to Toronto. And then, you know, that smile on Vladdy's face, which was just this combo of of relief, joy, excitement, and motivation, really, really just said it all.
And, you know, when you talk about the sort of the collection of experiences, you know, for people who don't know, Bobby Meacham was a very highly touted prospect, was traded to the Yankees. I mean, that we could write a book on Bobby Meacham's experience with the Yankees, just running afoul of George Steinbrenner and Billy Martin. And in a lot of ways, I think, I wonder, Gil, if that wasn't a little bit of a finishing school for Vladdy. You know, again, you're right. His development isn't finished. It's going to continue. But I wonder if maybe that won't be a significant aspect of it, too, because you're dealing with somebody who knows what it's like to be a prospect and not fail, but certainly not have that linear progression, right?
And Bobby obviously knows that very well. One of the things Meech does a good job of is, you know, preaching the importance of competing and winning and finding a way to get the job done, you know, amidst all the pressures, amidst everything going on, which, as you've referred to, Bobby has experienced and really, yeah, that has helped Vlad, but really, you know, Vlad, another thing that stands out about him is how much he loves to compete. And how passionate he is about competing and winning, and so those things are, you know, led to a good pairing between Meech and Vlad as well.